Hi, my name is Jared. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a doctor. I'm not even ready for some football. I'm just a Christian who, like many, lives with a mental health challenge. This is Bless This Brain. I went a long time not going to the dentist. A terrible experience as a kid had left me paralyzed at the thought of being back in that chair. Drills buzzing, tools poking and prodding. But as an adult, the day finally came when a toothache had become so severe that no amount of ibuprofen was having an effect on the pain. When I got to the dentist, I was greeted by an assistant who asked me a series of questions related to my diagnosed health conditions, past dental works, and the like. Then she asked a question I wasn't expecting. What concerns or fears do you have about visiting the dentist today? Honestly, I said. Honestly, she replied. I'm scared that the dentist is going to take one look at my teeth and decide that they all need to be removed. Without laughing, she just said, that's not going to happen. She was right. It didn't happen. But years of leaving my teeth completely uncared for had left me with a large number of cavities and ample amounts of work needed to be done. Fillings, root canals and caps, and wisdom teeth extractions. It was a hoot. I wished I hadn't waited so long. One thing I found myself extremely thankful for were those precious shots. Strange to think, one of the things that scared me the most as a kid was my saving grace as an adult. Those syringes filled with that precious lidocaine helped to ease the pain and let the dentist do what he needed to do to return my mouth to optimal health. And the funny thing about those shots is no one in their right mind would have ever shamed me for accepting them. I wouldn't have been accused of not dealing with the feelings that come with getting fillings. No one would have dared said that I was only numbing myself. In order to get to the root canal of the problem, the reducing of pain was exactly what was called for. One of the words I've heard over and over again when the topic of psychiatric medication comes up is numbing. He's just numbing himself. She's just numbing herself. They're just keeping themselves comfortably numb. Not only is this stupid and unhelpful and something I've even said at multiple points in my life, it's just incredibly wrong for a number of reasons. Let me tell you why. One, even if someone were using medication to numb the symptoms of a mental illness, what reason would we have for shaming them? If, as in dental care, painful symptoms require that a soothing solution be applied in order to allow the work to happen, then what reason would we have for warring against it? There's no other realm of modern medicine where we deride people for reducing the pain associated with an ailment. Whether it's cancer, a broken bone, or even a slight headache, pain reduction is accepted as perfectly normal. But debilitating anxiety and crippling depression, you're supposed to feel that apparently. Wrong. Two, who do you know that is perfectly numb as a result of taking psychiatric medication? I've heard rare anecdotal reports of people who have shared that a particular medication made it difficult for them to cry when they needed to. I've known people who have to take as-needed medication that provides a sedative effect when experiencing intense symptoms of panic. And not to say that it never happens, but the one thing I've never had someone tell me is that their medication has left them completely numb to feelings, thoughts, and emotions. And I talk to people on psychiatric medication daily, far more than the average person. But you know who has said that to me, who has talked about their total and complete feelings of numbness? The depressed. Those whose symptoms make them numb when they should feel joy. Numb when they try to envision a future. Numb to the love of family. Numb to the thoughts of God. The depressed, they feel numb. And psychiatric medication is one option to help quell that numbness. 3, we need to stop and admit that oftentimes the adverse feelings we have associated with others taking medication when we're not taking medication is that we don't feel the same freedom to take steps to reduce our own symptoms when they arise. And for 50% of us, they will in our lifetime. There's nothing like seeing someone experience a form of recovery that we don't feel entitled to, whether because of self-imposed stigma, a misunderstanding of scripture, or things you've heard others say. Numbing is just one more word among so many that are used to keep those experiencing significant mental health challenges from seeking recovery and healing. In a world where we laud the act of picking oneself up by their own bootstraps, a message so anti-gospel it's damnable, let me challenge the numbsayer with this. Next time you get a cavity, don't take the easy way out. Do it cold turkey. You wouldn't want to numb yourself. Lord, for our good and for your glory, bless this brain. Thanks for listening. If you found this episode helpful, consider following, rating, and reviewing wherever you listen. That'll help people find the podcast. And if you're interested in the services that we offer at Bless This Brain, everything from mental health first aid trainings for churches to remote and in-person peer support groups and much, much more, just visit blessthisbrain.com. Until next time.